Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
We are so excited here at Naturally Savvy to have access to such incredible people like Leah Segedie, and she always brings us the latest in natural news. Hi, Leah.
Hey, thanks for having me again, guys. How you doing?
We're doing good. It's great to have you on. All right, let's jump into the first story. Over 400,000 without water in Toledo. What?
Oh, yeah, I know. So, you know, this year has presented some really interesting water issues, because not only are we having an incredible drought over here on the West Coast, but over in Toledo, they actually had their water shut down from August 2nd to August 4th this year. And what was happening is in Lake Erie, there was blooming algae with a liver toxin called microcystin. I think I'm saying that wrong, but it's a liver toxin. It's really toxic to the liver. Actually shut down their water for 2-3 days. And partially what's happening, and this is happening all over the United States, but there's fertilizer runoff, and this fertilizer has lots of nitrogen and phosphorus. It runs off and gets into the groundwater and gets into the streams and stuff like that, and then gets into the water supply. So it was it's a matter of fertilizer runoff, it's malfunctioning septic tanks that are underground, and livestock pens, like, you know, those factory farms, you know, creating a lot of nitrogen and phosphorus issues. So all of that gets into Lake Erie and creates a system in with the drought and the heat and all that stuff, and creates these blooming algae with toxic water. So 400,000 people were without water for 3-4 days. And then last weekend, they had a scare where they almost had the same thing happen. And so this is a big issue. And so it's become such a big issue with water, you know, and it's not just Lake Erie where this is happening. There's fertilizer runoff, and they're having issues with it down by the Gulf as well. There's this whole area in the Gulf, and it's called dead water, or a dead zone, where it's literally where all the fish and the wildlife are just dying, because there's so much stuff from the runoff of the fertilizer coming down, getting into the Gulf, and then it's killing all of the shrimp and stuff like that in the shrimp industry, and all those people are suffering. And it's, you know, it's a matter, it's the farming. It's farming fertilizer, it's, you know, septic tanks, livestock, it's, you know, it's all this stuff, but it's all coming to a head. And what it's really saying to us, and what I think it's saying to us, is we really need to change the way we're treating the earth right now. We just really need to change it, or we're not going to have water, we're not going to have food, we're not going to have anything.
It's so sad, because, you know, I know, and I've heard about the drought out in California, and that water is really an issue. And, you know, what makes me sad is how polluted our waters are, and whether, you know, there's oil spills, and, you know, what happened a couple of summers ago. I mean, it's so sad to hear, and especially because at one time, you know, we loved eating food from the water, and now it kind of makes you think twice of, you know, even eating anything that comes out of the ocean. And it's just definitely a very sad situation. All right, let's move on to the next one. Monsanto after mom bloggers. What's going on there?
Yeah, well, that's really interesting. So Monsanto has been directly reaching out to mom bloggers since January of this year. They've gotten three PR firms with Fleischmann Hillard, Ketchum, and one called Social Chorus, and they're directly reaching out to mom bloggers. In the past, they used to give money to, you know, front groups and stuff like that, and have the front groups lobbying. Now they're directly going after them. And so the interesting thing was, how they're spinning it is they're bringing mom farmers into the mix. And so they're trying to portray themselves as a mom farming company where, you know, let's show the mom bloggers our mom farmers. Let's help them identify with these mom farmers, hoping that Monsanto will look better. You know, and the interesting thing really is, you know, Monsanto isn't a farming company. It's a chemical company. You know, they produce genetic modified seeds, they produce, you know, hybridized seeds, they produce fertilizer and pesticides and all these things. So I understand that farmers are involved, but, you know, when they put a mom farmer up there as representing their country, I just think it's disingenuous. They should have a guy up there with a lab coat, because that's really who represents them. And so they're reaching out to mom bloggers, and, you know, they're really trying hard to get, you know, go get them to support. Well, the interesting thing about it is when they first were reaching out to mom bloggers and having moms, they were doing sponsored post campaigns, paying bloggers to do this. I reached out to a bunch of the bloggers that they had paid to done this, and the bloggers didn't even know who they were. They didn't understand who Monsanto was. They had no idea they were supporting Monsanto. They said, I thought we were supporting farmers, because the title of the brand was America's Farmers. It didn't say Monsanto on it. It said America Farmers on it. So they really felt kind of like, what? What did I do? Like, what happened? No, you know, some of them were just really upset. And so I thought it's really interesting how the way they're going about doing this. And so first it was really sneaky. And now they just had a luncheon at Blogger where they literally paid moms to sit there and listen to them talk. They had to pay moms $150 per person. I think they had about 20 to 40 bloggers there. And just to sit there and listen to them talk about who they are. And they had some mom farmers up there. And they're really trying to identify themselves as mom farmers as opposed to Monsanto. And it's interesting what they're trying to do.
Well, Leah, another story we're talking about today looks at lanolin and breastfeeding. I'm a huge lactivist, so I'm looking at your blog now. Are you feeding your baby pesticides? A look at the dangers of lanolin. Tell me it isn't so.
No. Yeah, you know, this was something I didn't know about when I was breastfeeding my kids, and I wish I did. But the interesting thing about, you know, sheep in the United States is in the U.S., when we raise sheep, most of the time when they're done commercially, it's done for wool, not for meat. So, and that's what I've read a lot about and heard people talk about it from Europe. In Europe, they treat them very differently. In the U.S., it's just about the wool. So what that means is they're spraying the wool with pesticides to get the bugs out of the pesticides. And, of course, the lanolin comes from the oil that's secreted out of that wool and out of their skin. So when you're eating or when you're putting lanolin on your nipples, you're literally putting pesticide residue from the lanolin on your nipples and giving that to your baby. And if that wasn't bad enough, in addition to that, conventional sheep are fed genetically modified feed and genetically modified supplements. And even if they're grass-fed, because a lot of them are, people that have goats or sheep and goats, they grass-feed them if it's like a small operation, absolutely. But they're still supplementing them with GMO supplements. So you have an issue no matter what. And so if you call up a lanolin company and ask them questions about their practices, they either probably won't tell you very much detail, or they'll say they don't know. But the truth is, we found out that it's pesticide spray on the wool, so lanolin has pesticides within it, and it's GMO feed and GMO supplements, so don't use a lanolin. Just don't use it. There's other alternatives out there. I work for a company called Earth Mama Angel Baby. They have a non-GMO verified nipple butter that's great. And there's all kinds of other type of nipple butters you can get. You don't have to use lanolin. You can use other things.
And I would venture to guess that anything that is organic won't have it as well, right, Leah?
Yeah, if something says organic or GMO verified, you don't have to worry about it. With GMO verified, you still want to see that organic symbol because you want to make sure there's no pesticides in there as well because, of course, they're babies. And they don't develop that enzyme that protects them from pesticides until they're about 5 or 6 years old. So from the time they're born to when they're about 5 or 6 years old, you really want to be careful with pesticides and buy everything organic.
Now, just quickly, you know, what does pesticides do to the children or to anybody when they're ingesting them?
I'm sorry, say that one more time, Andrea. I didn't hear you.
Oh, I just said really quickly, you know, tell our listeners, you know, why pesticides are an issue. I'm sure most of them are super savvy and know, but just, you know, like 20 seconds or less, why should we be avoiding pesticides in the first place?
Pesticides are hormone disruptors. They tend to be obesogens. They tend to just do a damage to your system. So when an adult ingests pesticides, you know, they have special enzymes in their stomach to be able to protect them from them. But children don't have that. So they experience everything at a very, very different level. It's far more dangerous for them. So their hormones can be affected. You know, they can gain weight. They can get different types of cancers and diseases, and there's all kinds of things that come along with pesticides in children. It's just stay away from them. They're just dangerous.
Well said, Leah. Thank you so much for being on our show today. We're out of time. You can follow Leah on Twitter at Buki Boo. You can also visit her website at momovation.com. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Stay well.